Has your spirit been captivated by the reality of who Jesus is this morning? Yeah? Isn't he good? The Bible says everything is by him, through him, for him. So this morning, we're going to rise to our feet and we're going to give him praise that is due his name. Amen? Come. We're going to do a new song this morning, just describing the nature of God. It's always so amazing when a song just talks about who God is. Yeah?
Existent beyond the end, before beginning, eternal one, creator God, you made the world and it was good. All in all, self-sufficient, so high above but never distant, made for your love, fashioned from dust, you gave us breath and it was good. Oh, the glory and honor, blessing and power, because your name alone is worthy, worthy for your heart, our glory faded, went our own way, gave up on love, but you would not, for you are good. You sent your son for our forgiveness, you ran to us, you kept your promise, light of the world. There on a cross, you drank the cup, you are good.
Come on, let's declare that again.
We hid our face, separated, betrayed your heart, our glory faded, went our own way, gave up on love, but you would not, for you are good. Sent your son,
yes,
for our forgiveness, you ran to us, you kept your promise, light of the world, there on a cross, you drank the cup, for you are good.
Glory to God, for you are good. And all glory and honor, blessing and power, because your name alone is worthy.
praise to God.
The name of
Jesus Christ, lift his name up high above all others. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. His name is Jesus, Jesus.
So good morning, everyone. I'm here to share on the breaking of bread. I'm reading from Acts chapter 2, verse 46 to 47. It says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This morning, I would like us to meditate on two phrases. The first being, broke bread. You know, in the literal sense, when we have to eat bread, or even the roti or the chapati for that matter, we have to break it. Until we don't break it, we can't eat it. We can't have the whole bread just the way it is, whether it's a loaf or whether it's a slice. You have to break it to eat it. Only when it's broken and you eat it, it satisfies our hunger and the taste buds. That's exactly what is symbolic of Jesus's body and what was done of his body on the cross. It had to be broken so that we could receive that forgiveness and that all our sins could be nailed on that cross. And that is what is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. It says, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So the first thing that we need to remember whenever we come to break bread and, partake of his table is the broken body of Jesus and what that did to benefit us. And the second phrase I would like to all of us to focus on is, with glad and sincere hearts they did this. Everything that we do in the body of Christ, for the body of Christ, is a matter of the heart. God watches our heart, the intent of our heart. So this morning when we partake of the bread and the blood, that is the juice, let's remember what Jesus did on the cross. And let's come with a heart that is sincere. And at this time, God wants us to be repentant, to ask for forgiveness. And that's what the blood of Jesus will do. It will wash us, cleanse us, purify us. So each time we remember the body of blood and the blood, let's remember that God broke his body for our forgiveness. And through his blood, we are washed and sanctified and purified. I'll just make a quick prayer and I'll request the ushers to pass the elements. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I request you to let the elements pass. And if you have never accepted him and you want to know more about him, this is the time. You can go to Colin, Nawaz, any of the leaders. They would be very glad to share with you what this message is all about. So I'll pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for that redemption that we received through the sacrifice of your one and only Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for that finished work on the cross that nailed all our sins, sicknesses, diseases, all our fears. And thank you for that eternal relationship that we have with you now and how you see us. Thank you for that peace and that joy. We want to thank you for all our sins that have been redeemed because of what you did on the cross. Thank you for accepting us as your own. Wash us through your holy blood. Sanctify us. Make us pure. Make us holy. I make this prayer in Lord Jesus Christ, your name. Amen. Amen.
Come, let's continue to worship him as you take part in the bread and the juice.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings called me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Take a hug.
let's turn our affection towards Him. Isn't He our hope that is living within us right now?
Riches and wisdom and wealth be yours.